under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian Teaching and Talk. This is 91.7 FM, The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board. Join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. We look forward to your conversation, your questions, your responses to the issues of the day. And may I remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the truth book. Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117:2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So, ladies and gentlemen, let me start by saying, we have the truth book to hang on to. When we look at days as we're seeing today in America and around the globe, some have a propensity to feel hopeless, to feel helpless, to feel as though, what's the use? Why should I try anymore? Why not just sit down and watch it all implode and not be salt and light? May I say to you, we are called, challenged, commanded to be salt and light. So regardless of the darkness of the day, the difficulty of the hour, the devastation of the circumstances, we need to recognize God has called us to be salt and light in this society. And we're talking about today a nation of lawlessness. A nation of lawlessness. Ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you that we are witnessing today the fulfillment of sign after sign after sign in the context of Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13, and Matthew chapter 24 and 25, what's called the eschatological prophetic text of the Bible, where the Lord Jesus Christ, in response to his disciples' questions, he, speaking of Jesus, gives us the signs of the last days, the signs of the times, as it is often called. You'll recall the prophetic scriptures. God gives us these warning signs. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, as he answers the disciples' questions, he talks about them. Let me just give a couple of those in the outset with the pre-monologue of where we're going today. Jesus said there'll be false teachers, false prophets, false teachers, false preachers, if you will. That's one of the first signs it's given in Matthew 24 of the last days, to indicate we're in the last of the last. Listen, you don't have to look very far to recognize that that first sign that is given, false teachers, false preachers, those that are claiming things that are not biblically true or sound. Jesus says there will be geological upheavals like earthquakes and floods and fires and so forth and so on. We're seeing that today, not just in America, but around the world. Jesus said there would be wars and rumors of wars. That word rumors means rumblings. Any place you look on the face of the globe, you see the rumblings of wars today. Jesus said there would be kingdom against kingdom. That's the word basileon. That means, if you would call it that today, large sections of the globe against other sections. The different empires, as you look back in the Old Testament and see mentioned about those major empires, kingdom against kingdom. That is the ruling group against another ruling group. Then we see there would be diseases of various kinds. And then, ladies and gentlemen, in the 12th verse of Matthew 24, the Bible says, iniquity, that is twisted, perverted sin, shall abound. That word iniquity also means lawlessness. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're going today. We can look at anything that you want to in America, and we see it seems as though, as you look at it from the natural, it seems as though the entire globe is coming unglued. It seems as though all that was normal in history past in America seems to be undermining, being undermined, torn down, and destroyed today. Seems as though there's nothing but chaos and confusion and calamity on every hand. Listen, the Bible says, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. In fact, the Lord Jesus says in that, these, verse 8, all these are the beginnings of sorrows. May I say to you today, as we look at this subject, this issue, lawlessness, a nation of lawlessness. We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of some of the things that we see that's taking place in our nation today that is absolute lawlessness. And may I just do a little parenthetical young blood footnote? That lawlessness has been promulgated, pushed, introduced into our system by the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. We can't point a finger at anything else that's the origin of that, then we would say the Democratic Party. Listen, BLM, you recall that when there were riots in the streets, police stations being burned, rocks being thrown, buildings being destroyed, people's lives being in danger. That was the tool being used, and I believe it was in 2020. That was the tool that was being used by the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party. Today it's Antifa. Today it's the pro-Palestinians. Today it's the Antifa group that is out in the streets even as we speak, had just happened at last evening in relationship to the Turning Point USA meeting. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you in just a moment, we'll wrap up the monologue and our telephone lines will be open. And as our telephone lines are open, we invite your call. What do you see in America today? Do you see lawlessness? What is the origin? What are the causative factors? I realize it's a demonic factor. I realize that. Realize it is instituted formulated and put forth by satanic demonic forces. I recognize that. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th verse and following, says in the 12th verse, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. That's speaking of the demonic forces that's causing these things to take place. But it's the fulfillment of what God's Word says that we could expect in the last of the last days. And that's our challenge today. Based on what I'm about to say today, and Let's Face the Issues broadcast, then the bottom line is, how should we then live? What should we do as Christians? How should Christians, conservatives, and patriots embrace what is happening? Should we be silent? Should we stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen? Should we be vocal? Those are questions that I think needs to be answered in advance in the heart, the life of every listener today. So as we face the issues, let me remind you that there are some that refuse truth. Refuse truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that made a statement that is profound. The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be factual today. You see, I'll just use this as an illustration. Chuck Schumer just folded, and the Democratic Party just folded, with 8 Democrats coming out with what should have been done a month ago. And by the way, today is day 42, I believe it is, and they voted to end the shutdown. Now the House of Representatives has got to come back in and get on the floor, gavel it into session, and vote on it. That's scheduled to be sometimes tomorrow evening, tomorrow night. Then once that is done, it goes to the president's desk. So be about Thursday or Friday, the shutdown will be officially over. But ladies and gentlemen, you'll recall the second day of the shutdown, I said it would be the longest shutdown in history. It will be 45 days. So I'm telling you, and I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, as Amos said in the little book of Amos in our Bible. But I want you to understand that it was something that had to be done to wind up with what we see now, where the truth comes out that it was the Democrats using that as a cudgel to force the Republicans to bow and to allow the underwriting of $1.5 trillion for the illegal invaders that's in America today. That's part of the lawlessness that we see, where the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, more concerned about the rights and the welfare and the privileges and the provisions for the illegal invaders in America, some 20, 22 million that got here as a result of the open borders by Autopen Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we've had about 2 million that's been deported. I think there's about 1 million that's accepted the offer of getting a plane ticket and $1,000 to get out of Dodge, that is, get out of America. And so I'm hopeful that we can see a modicum of change in the future. But we're going to talk about some of the things taking place today across our nation in the blue cities, where the National Guard and the ICE agents and other federal agents are at work, and there's an attempt to destroy their lives, to kill them, to shoot them, to harm them, in some way cause enough riots and demonstrations and problems that their mindset is that if we do that, Trump will pull out, fold the tent, and pull out of trying to clean up our cities. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we need to recognize today that truth matters regardless of what some may say or some may do in relationship to rejecting it. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said that America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that's what we see taking place today. America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real, yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in dangerous days, dangerous times. In fact, I'm looking at a headline. Says most younger Americans say there's no such thing as absolute truth. The younger Americans, speaking of the millennials in general, says that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. That's truth. You just can't bifurcate it. You can't change it. I've said a million times, and I'm still less than 100 years old, I've said a million times that half-truth is a whole lie. And that's what we see being promulgated out of the Beltway in Washington, both sides of the aisle in general, in particular from the left, which are made up of the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for a Time. Tools for a Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for a Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for a Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for a Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for a Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for a Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark. There's a identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole floats the U.S. flag, Old Glory, 24-7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, Democrat lawmaker arrested, child sex crimes. a North Carolina Democrat lawmaker resignation after facing child sex crimes charges exposed yet another scandal involving elected officials who betrayed the public trust while claiming to represent family values. State Representative Cecil Brockman resigned after being charged with statutory rape and indecent liberties with minors. Bipartisan calls for resignation followed his arrest of felony charges involving a 15-year-old victim. He used tracking technology to monitor the victim, including while hospitalized. The Democrats remained jailed after a bond of over $1 million in criminal proceedings continue. And it goes on to talk about the onerous event, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm pointing that out in the outset. It seems as though there are those that are elected leaders that think that they're above the law, think that they're not to submit to the law, think that somehow, some way, because they're representative or because they are a senator, because they're in some bureaucratic position in the government, that they do not have to follow the letter of the law. May I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a nation of lawlessness. And it permeates society to the point today that lest Jesus tarries, I believe God will use this tool in his hands to judge America and to destroy our constitutional republic that's known as America. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. We have worse than Sodom and Gomorrah right now. Mm-hmm. And I was looking, Left Behind, I think that was called. And I thought America was going to still stand with Israel. But I believe now these Democrats, they think they could control the Muslims. They are sadly mistaken. They are in a trap. And they are so, and the young people, they are so, and the professors, they are so stupid. You know, like George Soros,
Well, Kenneth, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. As the old cliche goes, we can fix dumb. Education will fix dumb, but there's no fix for stupidity. that's a mantra that's out there in the marketplace, and I believe that's part and parcel of the problem. I'm looking at one headline. It says, they're crafty, speaking to the Democrats. One state will spend 28 times more on health care for illegals than they're spending on law enforcement.
Yeah,
now right. Kenneth, that's an illustration of lawlessness. If our law says that for a person to immigrate in America, they've got to come through the front door, as you've used the term so many times, come through the front door, not through the back door, not through a broken wall, broken fence, not through a borderless area, but coming through legally. And if those come through illegally, the Democrat Socialist Marxist Communist Party says, why, they're good people, they're all doing work, they're paying into the Social Security account, et cetera, infinitum, et cetera. But they're ignoring the fact that they're here illegally. And this is one of the reasons I talk about lawlessness. If we're not going to have the laws that applies to anybody, we need to understand that we've demolished, we've destroyed our constitutional republic. What say you?
Yeah, of course, Dr. Youngblood, I tell you. I think when the Democrats kept fighting to keep the government down, and I don't know why they're talking about Obamacare, but I think it's because they want to keep taking care of the illegals.
Oh, that's it. You see, what happened with the Obamacare 10 years ago, a little better, when it went into effect, they had it scheduled so that it would be promoted as the Affordable Care Act, which it has never been affordable. It has always been unaffordable, but because in a 10-year period of time, it was being subsidized by taxpayer dollars. I call it backdoor shadow government, where through the back door, they were subsidizing it. Let's say if your premium, you got it with a zero copay and $10 a month for your coverage. I'm using that hypothetically. But the cost really is $200 a month. Somebody's paying $190 a month for you, and that was the taxpayers. That subsidy was to end December the 31st, 2025. And so the whole shutdown by Chuck Schumer and his cadre was simply on the basis we're going to force the Republicans to change what was in the big, beautiful bill that was passed. The big, beautiful bill canceled all of those subsidies when they expired December 31st. And so the holdup of the shutdown of the government was to try to force the Republicans to go back in and to modify the big, beautiful bill and allow those subsidies to continue. And they've said no. And for now, almost 45 days, the Republicans have stood. And finally, the Democrats decided that's not a winning issue, because most of the people that had any intelligence at all understood that it was a fact that the $1.5 trillion was what they wanted to renew, $1.5 trillion of subsidies, so that the illegal invaders could have health care coverage in America. I believe that if that shut down, I believe that the health care coverage, the free education, the free health care coverage, and the free housing, and the free EBT cards, and the free cell telephones, if all of that's cut out, most of these illegals will want to go back to their natural home and not stay in America. But because they can cross the border illegally and everything is free, we have lawlessness abounding in our nation today.
Yes.
And I think it's time we recognize that and say no yes. to any lawlessness, regardless of what party, whether it's Democrat or Republican. But we're seeing that today mainly promulgated out of the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. So, Kenneth, it demands our understanding of what's happening. It demands our attention. It demands the fact that as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, that we take a stand and stop hiding in a closet, stop hiding under the bed, stop pretending these things are not happening, as most Christians, most churches, most denominations, and most pastors are afraid to talk about. So we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen. Kenneth, brother, yes. Thank you so much for your call. And God bless you as we keep looking up today.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? Do you see America as a lawless nation today? Is there a turnaround? What is the answer to cause it to turn around and have something other than lawlessness? And again, I'll go back to the fact, in the scripture, verse 12 of Matthew 24, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Ladies and gentlemen, that word iniquity, twisted, perverted sin, or better translated simply lawlessness. And we see that happening today. We see, ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God coming to fruition. God's Word says, with the Lord Jesus speaking to His disciples, gives us a fact trail that we can follow and understand the time that we are presently living in. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, says, gunman kills an officer in the hospital lobby. A heroic campus police officer was gunned down while protecting patients and families in a North Carolina hospital emergency room, sacrificing his own life to prevent further bloodshed and yet another senseless act of violence against those who serve our communities. This article gives a summary. It says the Wake, W-A-K-E, Med Campus, Officer Roger Smith, 59, was murdered in the hospital lobby while on duty. Medical personnel confirmed that Smith's heroic actions likely prevented additional casualties. Suspect Benji Martin, 29, charged with murder Saturday morning in that shooting. Governor and police chief praised Smith's ultimate sacrifice in protecting innocent lives. And then the subtitle says, hero officer falls in the line of duty. Ladies and gentlemen, that would have been unheard of just a few years back, to think that someone would walk into the lobby of a hospital and there's a security police officer, off-duty police officer, serving as security for the hospital, and he's immediately, that person, shooter, just walks in the door and starts mowing him down as a result of an enmity and animus toward a law enforcement. What's caused this in America? What's caused the lawlessness where a uniform and a badge is a target for a thug to kill? What's caused the lawlessness in America where the ICE agents out trying to gather up illegal invaders are mocked at, shouted at, spit on, rocks thrown at, vehicles, windows broken, etc., etc., and just as recent as a couple of days ago where one officer was shot at and injured as a result of carrying out his constitutionally protected duties? What's caused that in America? It's because there's a mindset promulgated, pushed, instituted, originated by the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party that says that, in fact, we've got governors, we've got mayors, we've got town leaders, city leaders across America, in the blue cities in particular, that's urging people, we'll talk about this further in a moment, urging people to absolutely resist anything that's called law enforcement, telling them to resist anything with a badge, telling them to resist the ICE agents they're carrying out their constitutional duties. The governor of the state of Illinois, one of the worst ones, I believe, in our nation. Gavin Newsom in California, one of the worst ones in our nation. You have the mayor in Chicago that says to resist ICE. In fact, they passed legislation in Chicago that urges the police officers to ignore and or help resist law enforcement coming in to carry out the law. The mindset is, ladies and gentlemen, because it's promulgated and pushed from the Oval Office through Donald J. Trump, the mindset is we need to resist, resist, and resist, and resist some more. The mindset is that there's no law that we cannot break, i.e., from the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, there's no law that we cannot break as long as we can force our will on the people and control. As you've heard me say before, and we've had opportunities to interview one of our sons, Greg, on the broadcast, and he's used the term, and I picked up the mantra, the Democrats are willing to burn America down if they can rule over the ashes. And that's what we've seen now for several years. As a result of it, we've reached the crescendo of lawlessness in our cities, in our states, in our nation as a whole. Ladies and gentlemen, when you find a city and a state that's willing to spend 28 times more in taxpayer dollars on health care and provision for the illegal invaders than they do on the citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, in fact, in some of the cities and states, more is spent on the illegal invaders than on law enforcement itself. We need to understand it connotes lawlessness in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a divided nation. And we need to understand that the Lord Jesus himself warned that any nation that is divided cannot stand. Listen, perhaps I need to read that text for better clarification and understanding of it. In God's word in Matthew the 12th chapter and in verse 25, the scripture says, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to dissolution. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Ladies and gentlemen, how are we going to stand as a nation? How is it possible for America to be sustained and to survive when we've got such a division in our nation? Perhaps you say, well, I've thought about that too. So the question naturally, bottom line is, what should we do? Ezekiel 33:10, Ezekiel said, how should we then live? So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, what should we do as Christians? What should we do as patriots? What should we do as conservatives in our nation? Mindset is, from the left, the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, is that the conservatives have no voice. The patriots have no voice. The Christians have no voice. In fact, I've got a list of documents and articles as long as my arm that point out and prove that we are an anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-American nation today. We're watching the implosion of our nation. And may I simply make a fast track to the bottom line? Why is that so? Because for 50-plus years, we've had silence in our pulpits where the pastors are unwilling to talk about the truth of what's happening in our nation. It is not a matter of preaching politics from the pulpit. It's a matter of taking the Word of God in context and saying what God's Word says and then applying it in our nation today with what's happening in our world with truth and as the couplet to what God's Word is saying. We need to understand that God's Word gives us the facts of what is happening. He gives us the facts as to what we should do and how we should respond. But every message ought to be a message of preaching the truth with an application of how do we apply that in our lives. That's what I want us to do today, is understand what is happening, and then the bottom line, how do we apply it, what do we do to make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that we retain the morals, ethics, and values that God has given to us in a constitutional republic called the United States of America. Ladies and gentlemen, We're going to take the top of the hour news break. Right after the news, we'll come back as we continue to face the issues. This issue today, a nation of lawlessness. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.